In this bulletin, the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian's shock resignation over a corruption inquiry. The Prime Minister outlines details for Australia's plans to resume international travel, and in the AFL, the appeal against GWS forward Toby Green's three-match ban for intentional contact to be heard next week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Gladys Berejiklian has announced she's resigning as the New South Wales Premier amid a corruption probe over her dealings with disgraced former MP Darryl Maguire. Ms Berejiklian was in a secret personal relationship with the former Liberal member for Wagga Wagga, who was found to have used his public office and parliamentary resources for financial gain. The Independent Commission Against Corruption plans to hold public hearings to investigate whether Ms Berejiklian breached public trust in awarding grants to Mr Maguire's electorate, and also whether she failed to report his corrupt conduct. In a bombshell announcement this morning, Ms Berejiklian has denied any wrongdoing.
Resigning at this time is against every instinct in my being and something which I do not want to do. I love my job and I love serving the community, but I have been given no option following the statement that's been issued today. To continue as Premier would disrupt the state government during a time when our entire attention should be focused on the challenges confronting New South Wales. I do not want to be a distraction from what should be the focus of the state government during this pandemic, which is the well-being of our citizens. It always has been and always will be.
Gladys Berejiklian has also announced that she'll be leaving the parliament with a by-election to be held in her seat of Willoughby. Scott Morrison received the news during a press conference and says Gladys Berejiklian is a close friend and colleague with heroic qualities.
I know how much she is trusted and respected by the people of New South Wales, and I have no doubt that Gladys will always conduct herself in a way that suits the integrity of the office that she's held, and I know how seriously she takes that trust. I've always found Gladys to be a person of the highest integrity.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese also paid tribute, saying Gladys Berejiklian has done her best to provide leadership during the pandemic. He's used her resignation to highlight the need for a national anti-corruption commission.
Mr. Morrison refuses to apply the same set of integrity that Gladys Berejiklian applied to herself today. It is now more than 1,000 days since Scott Morrison promised to have a national anti-corruption body. Well, tick-tock, Mr. Morrison. We need a national anti-corruption commission.
Australia will reopen its borders to international travel from next month for states that have reached an 80% double-dose vaccination target. Australia's borders have been closed since March last year, and there have been at least 45,000 people stuck overseas who've indicated they wish to come home. Travellers will need to be fully vaccinated, and the Chinese-made Sinovac and Indian-made COVID Shield will be considered as recognised vaccines. Scott Morrison says travellers will be able to quarantine at home for 7 days instead of having to pay for a hotel.
It's time to give Australians their lives back. We've saved lives, we've saved livelihoods, but we must work together to ensure that Australians can reclaim the lives that they once had in this country. And we must work together to achieve that goal. That's what the national plan is all about.
All authorised workers in Victoria will be required to have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by the 15th of October if they wish to continue working on site. Victoria has recorded 1,143 new local cases and 3 deaths after a big spike in infections. 50.2% of people aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated, while 80.9% have had at least one dose. Premier Daniel Andrews says permitted workers will need to be fully vaccinated by the 26th of November.
This is critically important to keep the case numbers down, so that we can open up on the 26th of October, get our freedom back, get the economy going again, and deliver the national plan.
And Victorian construction sites will reopen with restrictions from Monday after the two-week shutdown that led to big protests over a vaccine mandate for construction workers. Meanwhile, the Moorabool Shire between Ballarat and Melbourne will go into a seven-day lockdown at midnight in response to COVID-19 cases there. And in the AFL, a hearing date has been set for an appeal against Greater Western Sydney's Toby Green's three-match ban for intentional contact. The league is appealing the length of the ban, which was handed out after Green purposely brushed shoulders with an umpire during the Giants' elimination final win over Sydney back in August. Well, now the weather for tomorrow: Perth, showers and 20 degrees. Adelaide, a late evening shower, 23. Melbourne, a shower or two, 18. Hobart, showers, 16. Canberra, similar, 19. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, similar, 25. Brisbane, sunny and 28. Cairns, sunny and 34. And Darwin, a shower or two and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.